Blog Talk Radio.
Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. Yo. Yo. Princess Jazzy. Princess. Sexy K.
Sexy.
Mr. Sensation. Mr. Yo. Hey. And Mr. Goodley. And Mr. Goodley. It's on. It's on. Yo. Yo. Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. Chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out. And it is hell out.
And it's on, it's on.
It is hell out.
And it's on, it's on, it's on.
Chill out, 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 chill out.
And it's on,
chill out.
And it's on, and it's on.
Here to do some freestyle. Blow, I'm too high and I might go on tempo. But now back to let these niggas know just how deep. My game runs, apocalypse, don't sleep. I keep a motherfucking Glock in my car. If I'm holding in the club, I gotta be the fucking star. So everybody wanna smile and raise their hands. I got a razor, in case I gotta do a neck. Man, cause you know how niggas be. They wanna see if Pac is real or is he like that nigga in the movie. I guess I gotta prove my point. Like the motherfuckers, now I'm doing the joint. I got my nigga B, I to the G beside me.
Yeah.
Bitches on my dick, you know the hoes wanna rob me. And my other homies out here like Spike Lee, they got the camera on the nigga, guess they like me. But now I'm about to pass this motherfucker on, cause the Tangeray is getting hell strong. Money holes and clothes, one smoke coming out the nose. Is all a nigga knows, flipping on folds, putting tags on toes, watching the stash grow, clocking the cash flow. The neighborhood grave digger, getting paid so much, all the bitches want to see a nigga. I guess they figure I'm paid, I want to get laid. Or since I got loot, I want to knock boots. I'd rather beat my dick than trick. And if she don't suck, then we don't fuck. I'd rather make a buck, drive a fat ass truck. Grab the 9-2 clips and run them up. Yes, flex up in 2 or 3 vectors, I wreck shit. What the fuck you expected? A fly guy? Well, fuck it, I'm a high guy. From bed, stop putting the swelling on your eye. Your nose even, when I choke you, you stop breathing. The police come, I'm leaving. Peace and love. Here we go.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, what's up, what's up? And thank you for tuning in to Tell All Radio. This is your girl, Jasmine, a.k.a. Miss Princess Jazzy, and I am here with my co-host, Miss Delicious.
What's up? What's going on?
What's up? And we got Mr. Prime Time on the line. What's up, Mr. Prime Time?
What's good with you, Jazzy?
Nothing much, nothing much. Shout out to Miss Sexy K, Mr. Temptation, and Mr. Goodness. They couldn't join us tonight, but y'all know we're going to keep it popping for you guys. As always, let me get my shout out on. For a minute, first and foremost, shout out to God for just being there and taking care of us when no one else does. So thank you, Lord. Also, shout out to the 6-Man Radio team. People sleeping on us, but trust me, you definitely want to be a part of this movement. Also, shout out to you guys for being so supportive and calling in every Wednesday night, chopping it up with us. We truly appreciate you. Okay, tonight we have a great, fun-filled show. We're going to be hitting you guys with knowledge on the election, as well as throughout the show. We are going to be playing an interview clip from the late and great Tupac Shakur. You don't want to miss that. Also, in a little bit, we are going to be joined by relationship expert and life coach, Stéphane Labousière. I hope I'm saying that right. And that means we're going to get you to ask questions. I know you have some. I want to know the answers to some of my questions, too, so I'm ready for that. Also, tonight, we're going to be doing things a little differently. We're hitting you guys with the business spotlight brought to you by Miss Delicious, giving you advice on how to start up a business and how to keep your business going. Also, I have the Zen moment brought to you by me, Miss Princess Jazzy, where I take you on a journey of deep relaxation. So get pumped and excited for those new segments in the show. Now you already know I have to do the word of the day, which is care, meaning the provision of what is necessary for health, welfare, maintenance, and protection of someone or something. as well as the quote of the day, which is another one of Dr. Seuss, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. All right, you guys, enough talking for right now. Let's take a quick break and listen to some music. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to have Stéphane Labouzière on the line, and he's going to be answering some questions for us. So we're going to go into some Avant Separated.
Like this,
you are, is where I wanna be.
Uh-huh.
Like this,
yeah. frame, you could be the picture.
Alright, you guys, we are back. Y'all like those songs? Y'all feeling it?
Yeah, that was hot right there.
What we're gonna do is, I'm gonna jump right into the talk of the week. This is on the election. Have y'all heard about what Mitt Romney said about Obama supporters?
Yeah, about them people that want to keep, like, welfare, food stamps, and
yeah,
people that voted for Obama. It's crazy.
Pretty much what he said, he was like, there are 47% of people who vote for president, for the president, no matter what. There are 47% who are with him, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe the government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they are entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. And that's an entitlement, and the government should give it to them. And they will vote for the president no matter what. These are the people who pay no income tax. So what he said was, is his job is not to worry about those people. Because he says,
wow,
that he'll never convince them that they should take personal responsibility and care for their lives. The man who spoke the words, who demonstrates and such disgust and disdain for half of our fellow Americans, is the other side's choice for president of the United States. He wants to lead our country. If we don't come through for President Obama right now, this will be the guy making big decisions that affect us and our families every single day. So I just want to say for you guys to just soak in, is that who y'all want to lead the country, a guy who doesn't care anything about you, who just wants to make more money? That's crazy to me that people are for him.
It's crazy because he don't care about the people if he's sitting there saying where if people want health care, if they want housing or whatever kind of assistance they want, that he don't care about those people. If you're a president, just like a President Obama said on the talk show the other night, he said, I care about every American, not just a certain group. And he was like, if you want to be a president, you need to care about all people and not just the people that, you know, that's in your party, not just because you are a Democrat, not just because you are a Republican, just because you are a people. You're supposed to, you know, treat everyone the same and not, you know, single people out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that people are for him. Like, I'm really in shock that you would be for somebody who says something like that about people in general. Like, he's pretty much saying, I don't care about your struggles. I don't care that you grew up in poverty. I don't care that you don't have any money. I don't care if you get raped. I don't care if you have children, not by your will, but, you know, by force. I don't care about that. I just care about the money. How much money are you going to make me?
Wow.
That's just crazy. That's crazy.
Really?
I really don't know what to say about that, but it's crazy. I don't know. But tonight I'm super excited because last week we were talking about having Stefan Labouzière. I hope I'm saying his name right. I know, Lord Jesus, help me. But I was so excited about last week when he was supposed to come on the show and talk to us and get our questions or whatever. But he's definitely coming on this week and tonight, and I'm super excited because I have a lot of questions that I want to ask. But I want to throw something out there to you guys
which is my question to you. What do you fear about relationships? Like, what's your biggest fear when dealing with a with someone and getting into a relationship with them?
I would say getting hurt. I think that's probably everyone's fear.
I don't know if my fear is getting hurt. My fear is wondering what their motive is. That's my fear. Like, wondering why are you acting this way? Or why do you want to be with me? Or why? I'm a very, like, I question everything. So I'm going to question it. Down to the end, I'm going to question it. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, that's one of my downfalls in relationships. I tend to wonder what the motive is and why are you doing this and why are you acting like that. And, you know, because people are not genuinely good all the time. Not
that's
everybody
true.
Is good. So I'm questioning everything.
Well, basically, everybody needs to learn how to be faithful. And not just think about hurting that person or getting between the legs of a female. It's not always about sex.
True. That's the truth. So what is your fear in a relationship?
Basically, knowing whether the person is really what they say they is, really faithful, really what they claim to be. Like, don't say this and
you
say something
else. Exactly. Well, that's what I tend to get in relationships. They first you come out, you're like, oh, so sweet. And I'm like, oh, you're so sweet. You're so nice. And then I'm like, you know, you tell me, oh, I'm this. Oh, man, I got a lot of money or blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm doing this or I'm doing that. And it's kind of like once I really get to know you and I'm really seeing you for you, it's like, nigga, stop. You are not doing nothing.
Well, me personally, I don't sit here and sugarcoat everything because, you know, yeah, I got the money. Yeah, I got the position, the three cars and everything like that. But I don't sit here and sugarcoat with anybody, you know what I'm saying, because I give back to my people. I give back to the family. I give back to the fans and everybody else, you know. So it's good in my book, you know. I don't sit here and sugarcoat. Say I got a whole lot of money, you know.
Well, people do. Like, why do people sugarcoat, though? Like, why do they try to boost themselves? I mean, you trying to boost yourself up just to get the nookie. Like, that's it. There's nothing else.
Basically, what they do, they try to flex so that way they can shine hard, so that way people can go all for them. And then when they find out, oh, well, this person ain't doing this, oh, well, he's going to get laughed at because everybody going to sit here and going to talk. Sometimes they're so small to the point that, okay, well, he say, she say, and all that other things. And then before you know it, you done ruin yourself. You done ruin your career. It's not even off the level yet and all that stuff. So people need to just learn how to be themselves and not forget family. You know, so the family is always first. Family been there when you wasn't famous, and family going to be there when you are famous.
Yeah, my whole thing is, like, why would a person just sit there and just lie? Like, why? Like, when you first meet a person, you don't know anything about them. So
exactly.
Why not just tell the truth and say, you know, right now I'm struggling, I got a little job or whatever, I'm trying to, you know, get myself together. Instead of saying, oh, I got this big house and I'm living like this and I live like that and I can do this and I can do that. I mean, why put all those lies out there? And then when us as females, you know what I'm saying, trying to, you know, see if you're going to come see them because they say they got all this stuff and they can't even come, you'll be like, okay, well, I thought you had this, I thought you had that. Like, what was the reason? You know, it's a lie.
Well, point blank period, you want to get in between your pants, that's all it is.
But how can you get in between someone's pants if you can't even get to where they are? That's what I'm saying, like, what will be the reason?
Well, I mean, some people,
you know,
they'll take the bus. Some people, they'll be like, okay, well, you know what, I'm going to take the bus. and I'm gonna go into her house and act like I got the card, act like my homeboy got the card, and all that stuff.
Okay, but if you can't even get to the house, I mean, why did you lie? Like, you not even to the house.
I mean, that brings back to the point that that brings back the basics of being, you know, somebody you're not, you know, flexing, trying to be something you're not. You know, it's not professional in the world of being famous. It's not that, because, you know what I'm saying, even a person that got so much money be struggling. They got squares. They got to worry about this, that, and the other. I mean, some people got to worry about the music videos and, you know, what they want to have in it, how they want to have it, and all that other stuff, you know. So.
Okay. Well, I just feel like you shouldn't lie. I don't care what you got going on or what you're doing. Like, just be honest. Be honest. And if they want to, you know, I always say this. Give me the opportunity or the freedom to say, yes, I want to talk to you, even though I know what's going on with you. Like, I need, give me that opportunity to say, okay, yeah, or okay, no. Because at the end of the day, like, if you don't, it's not going to just hurt me. It's going to hurt you, too.
Well, I mean, they think that because they got a little bit of money to go to their head. Me personally, I don't let it do that because point blank, period. Me personally, I don't sit here and go and buy all of this stuff that I know I ain't going to use or I know I ain't going to put into good use. I got so much clothes and shoes to the point that I can't even wear them all. So, me personally, what I did was I gave it back to the community. I went to some little kid's house, and I ain't even know from scratch, and I gave away some of my stuff, gave away some of my Jordans and Nikes. I ain't even pull out the box yet. So, I mean, some people,
but what I'm,
they
but
think
what
that,
I'm saying is, what I'm saying is that I just want the opportunity to say, yes, I want to talk to you. Yes, I want to take that leap. Yes, I want to build a relationship. Or I want to be able to say no, that's way too much for me to handle right now. Or no, I'm not, I can't wrap my mind around me accepting that, accepting what you have going on.
I mean, some people they just want to rush a relationship. They want to rush friendship. They want to rush a relationship. They want to rush to get in between the person's legs. And then after they get something that they wanted, they'll walk away.
But why lie, though? I mean, you probably think that even just being yourself.
Exactly.
But you know what I'm saying? So, like, why lie? That's the thing. Why does a man feel in themselves that they have to lie to make someone like them or want to be with them? You know?
And you know what I noticed?
Women
normally
accept,
you know what I noticed?
A lot of, you know, kind
exactly.
of accept a lot of things.
Well,
I noticed that more men lie about themselves than women.
Well, it's not that in some cases. Some cases, men and women lie, so I wouldn't sit here and sugarcoat it and beat myself and be like, okay, well, you know what, all the guys lie, because then I will be put in that category because I'm a guy, and I'm not about to do that, you know? So I'm going to say both parties lie.
So honestly, what would a woman have to lie about?
Exactly.
Some people
if you think about it.
I mean, like some people, they'll say, oh, well, you know, that's all my hair. And then you get in the bedroom and you pull it on the third hair, you pull out
some
black.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, that's small. Like, that's so minimal.
You know? But,
okay, listen.
But
you know what? When you are having sex, okay, we're going to take it into the sex department. When you're having sex, you know if your stuff is good or not. Like, come on, be serious. Like, you know if you could put it down. You know if your stuff is wet. You know this stuff. So stop trying to act like you don't know. Or stop trying to act like your stuff is better than what it is. Like, come on.
Some people don't think that. They think that, oh, well, you know what? My pussy is all this. My pussy is all that. Some people, pussy, I be walking in the store. Some people just got that odor. I mean, that odor that makes somebody go out the store and walk back in like, what? I walk into Walmart the other day, and I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go in and get this and get out. I got it to the cash register, and the lady just had an odor like, damn, nigga, like get back.
Oh,
you know?
Lord.
I'm like, hold up. I'm like, wait a minute. I look at my mom, Dukes, because I had took her out to eat and everything. And she like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, man, hey, man, we got to go to another store for real. this ain't about to go down like this.
People do stink, though. And then it's because I know you smell that. I know you smell yourself.
And, I mean, it got so serious.
Like, you don't smell it.
And, I mean, you see, what had got so serious, I wasn't the first one who smelled it. My three-year-old baby sister smelled it, and she was like, whoa, what was that, you know? I'm like, hold up.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow.
She was closer to the floor, so you know she smelled me.
Yeah. And kids will put you on a blast now. They don't care.
Yeah.
They'll be like, what's that smelling like? Fish or however.
And I mean, like, she was, like, what had made her so mad is the point that she was eating her Cheetos, them big puff Cheetos, and she she smelled, and she just put it down on the floor. She was like, bro, let's go. I want something else to eat. I don't want these Cheetos no more. I'm like, what? I just bought them Cheetos. She's like, oh, no, I don't want them. Uh-uh.
Wow.
Well, we have a caller who wants to say something. So I'm going to go ahead and bring them in. It might be our... We'll see.
Okay,
Radio Zeus, where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Stefan.
Hi, Stefan.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
All right. Have you stepped on the guest?
yeah, I got you.
Okay, let's make this short.
I'm on it tonight. I'm on it. We were just talking about why people lie when they get into relationships or when they're first getting into relationships. So could you give us some insight on why people lie?
Because they feel like they can't get it by telling you the truth. And the reality is a lot of times they won't get it by telling the truth. I mean, women always say if a man just says he wants it, then maybe he'll get it. Reality is he's not going to get it from as many women as he wants it from if he's just that straightforward. That's the reality of it. Women can sell that line all the time, but it's just not true. Because a lot of women, even if a woman doesn't mind being in a sexual relationship, she doesn't like being viewed as just a sexual toy to that man. She doesn't want to be just his piece of ass. A lot of women take issue with that. So when that man is that straightforward with it, she's going to keep it moving. And unfortunately, men see when she buys into the lines that the next man tells her, the dream that the next man sells, and he's able to get it, even though he treats her like crap. So he figures, all right, well, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm just going to lie to get what I want. What's the point of telling the truth? Telling the truth doesn't get him nowhere. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not validating lying, and I'm not condoning it, and I don't think men should do it. I think it's disgusting, to be quite honest with you, but that's why they do it, you know? And then same thing with women. Women are, there's a lot of insecure women. They're not sure about who they are as a person. So rather than present to that man who they are, and some of them don't even know who they are, they present who they think that man wants to see so they can get a man, because that's their goal. They're just looking to get somebody. And in order to do that, they got to sell that man the dream. And then that's why when the relationship actually happens and it progresses, eventually people change. It's not that people change. People finally reveal who they really are. And that's when the stuff hits the fan.
That is true.
Hey, that's true. Like, you just fed them out for real.
Yeah. So, Stefan, can you please say your last name for me? I know I done butchered it.
La Boussière. La
Boussière. Yes. Yeah, I'm not going to try to say it again, but we have Stefan on the line, the relationship expert. And I have a lot of questions that I want to ask you because, you know, I'm a single woman and I'm looking for love in all the wrong places. So I just want to get some insight and see what I'm doing wrong. You know what I mean? Maybe it's me. Then again, maybe it's them. I don't know. We're just going to say it's
99% of the time, it's us. So, yeah. It's
okay,
me.
Cool. No.
No, we got to blame the women, too. We got to blame the women, too. It's not just the fellas. The men,
when I say us.
No.
When I say us, I don't mean men. I mean us, the individual. So whether it's the man or a woman, we got to look at ourselves first. You know, a lot of people will complain about you know, like, for example, I live in Atlanta. I hear women all the time complain about the ratio, there's not enough men, so on and so forth. I know one woman, she's got divorced, she got two kids. This woman, ever since she left her husband, has had dudes lining up to be with her. So how is it that she can have man after man coming after her and want a relationship, but the next woman is saying there's no guys in Atlanta? You see, something's not adding up there. And what's not adding up is that individual. That woman doesn't realize what she's doing to hinder the process of getting the man to want to be with her. And it's the same thing with dudes. The dudes who are complaining that they can't find a woman, well, you need to check yourself. What are you not doing right? Because trust me, there's enough women who want a man bad enough that if you are presenting yourself as the man you need to be, you're going to have plenty coming after you. So if you're having a struggle finding a woman, trust me, something is wrong with you. And I don't mean something's wrong with you to make you feel bad or insult you. But yeah,
And it's not that I'm saying what I'm saying is I can get a man. Oh, I can get a man. I'm not tooting my own horn, but what I'm saying is that why is it that I can't find the right man? Or when I get into a situation with someone, it's just like, it just doesn't work. Like, one minute I'm all happy. I'm like, oh, I really like him, blah, 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 blah. We're going out. We're having fun. We're, you know, getting busy or whatever the case may be. And then I just completely lose interest.
Well, the reality is, I mean, number one, if we want the best person for us, then we got to make sure we're the best person for them. And again, a lot of us have not become that person we need to be. We're looking for love, and we're not prepared to give love the correct way in the first place. Also, with losing interest, the reality is women have to realize not every guy's going to be the right guy. Whether you get along with him, whether he makes you laugh, he's not going to be the right guy. So it shouldn't be a surprise when it just doesn't work. And I was telling a friend the other day, I'm like, you know what? Women have to see it this way. Men, we're the ones that you are usually pursuing, and we're pursuing based on our criteria. So we may only have to find 25 women, and out of that 25, we can find one that we really like or we're feeling. Whereas women are being approached by men, and those men are approaching you based on their criteria, not yours. So you're going to have to sift through a lot more men before you find one that's good for you. You see? But women just have to be better at recognizing when that guy is not for them. Because the reality is women could save themselves a lot of that extra dating time and entertaining foolishness if they just cut it off in the beginning. You know, a lot of women will overlook things that are going to be an issue, and they know that man's not the right for them. It's very rare that a woman is completely blindsided by the fact that this was not the dude for her. She overlooks things. She convinces herself she wants a man so bad, and she finds reasons to hold on. And then when it blows up in her face, she wants to say, well, I can't find a man. Well, because you wasted the last 6-8 months with the wrong one that you knew was wrong. Had you let go of that sooner, you may have opened yourself up for the man who is better for you. And let me tell you this, the man who is better for you, if he passed by and sees you in this ridiculous situation, he may not want to entertain you anymore, or at least not right now, because he sees the foolishness that you put up with.
Well, you know, what about the females? What about the females that be doing the same thing the guys doing?
As in what?
As in relationship wise, as skipping and going to the next one, not waiting before, you know, their heart mend before going back into another one and just keep jumping back from relationship to another relationship.
Yeah, because you know what? It's like the way I like to tell people is they don't know how to be alone. Because being alone is like being with a stranger, because they don't know who they are. They can't live with themselves. So they got to find somebody to entertain them, somebody to distract them from their reality of the fact that they're not at peace within themselves. So they're going to keep jumping from man to man to fill a void that those men can never fill, because it starts with her, and she's not facing that reality. You see what I'm saying? So she's just continuously looking for the next, not love, the next distraction. And that's why it's an endless cycle of nonsense. When that woman finally stops herself, steps back, evaluates who she is, and gets herself together, she will find herself in a much better situation. But if you're not whole with yourself, how do you expect to find a man who's right for you?
That is true.
Mm-hmm. And what about those who just date a man for sex, just keep having sex after sex after sex, not worrying about the consequences for their actions when they're just having sex and all just want to base the relationship just on their sex life?
Now, you're saying having sex with a bunch of different men or having just attaching themselves to that one guy they keep having sex with?
No, just a bunch of different men, not worrying about the consequences.
That's
for
just
action.
A hoe.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't even like using the word hoe, to be honest with you, because I feel like we're dismissing what might be really the problem. There's a lot of different things that might play into that. Some women just, sex is love to them. You know, I mean, at this point, you would think a lot of people would realize not to attach the two, but the reality is a lot of women still do that. I've had women come to me that I've coached, and they've told me straight up that they're not even enjoying the sex. They're just having it because they feel like they have to in order to have the man like them. You see, so they're not having sex with all these men because they're just so into sex. Having them, you know what I mean? Women out there have never even experienced an orgasm, so it's not like she's getting the full payoff.
Mm.
All right. What she's getting from it is companionship, intimacy, some kind of bond with a man, and that's what she wants. Some women just want a warm body next to them so bad, and they feel like sex is the only way to hold that man in place. So that's why they keep doing it. Now, there's some women who are just confident with themselves and they want to have sex, and that person might just feel like, well, you know what? I'm not finding any guys I like. I enjoy sex, and I'm just going to do it. And then there's the other women who, hey, she may have been abused. She may have been sexually abused, and now she doesn't know how to handle that. She never addressed the issue, and that has manifested into her having sex with everybody or just losing control of herself sexually. So there's so many different reasons that could play into why a woman's taking that approach. You know, but to me, it's never just she's a hoe. I don't like looking at it as in she's just a hoe, because it's deeper than that.
That's true. I have another question. Like, for me, I've always been in long-distance relationships. I've never been in a relationship where I can go down the street and I can see the person that I'm with. Do you think that that's a bad thing, or, like, what do you think about that? Like, can a long-distance relationship work?
I mean, I'm not a big fan of long-distance relationships, but don't get me wrong, I do think they can work if the two people are very mature about it, they know what they're getting themselves into, and they respect the boundaries and what each other needs in that relationship. But I think in your case, where you're constantly doing that, there's a good chance that what you're doing is you're trying to have a relationship without getting too close. It's like you're trying to protect yourself but still have somebody. So in order to do that, you do the long distance. It gives you that space to not get too close and get too caught up, but you still have somebody there. It's kind of convenient for you. And if that is the case, then, yeah, that's not a good thing. That's something that you need to address, because there's a reason why you're running from getting that close. That's a fear of getting hurt, or I mean, that's pretty much what it boils down to, a fear of getting hurt, a fear of being vulnerable in a relationship. And you use that distance as a wall, as a safeguard to your heart. And if you're operating like that, that goes deeper, because then what's going to happen when you do have somebody who's right down the street or who's with you, living with you? Then what?
I don't know.
How you're going to handle that. Exactly. Exactly. You're not even processing what's going to happen when they're actually right there, because you're so comfortable with the distance that being safe.
Exactly.
That's not healthy.
I just feel like if I have never, like, been with somebody where I'm just like, oh, I really want to be with them, and we're, like, in the same area, and we hang out all the time. Once we hang out a few times, I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm like, can you go home? Like, don't you got something you need to do or something? Like, what's wrong?
Again, you're not going to connect with everybody. There's nothing wrong with that part of it. The fact that you haven't found anybody locally that does it for you, that's normal. We're going to have to go through a lot of people in our lives before we really find that person we really, really connect with. But the reality is, getting into what, and I'm just going to be honest, what seems like pointless relationships, because for the sake of having something but you really aren't trying to be fully committed to it, it doesn't make any sense to do that. And you're just dragging yourself and that man through nonsense, to be honest with you. Especially if that man is thinking, man, I can't wait till I'm finally in the same city as her and we can live together. You're thinking, oh, Lord have mercy, if this man comes here, I can't do this. And he's
exactly
making
right.
plans and getting ready to woo you and do all that. Nah, that's not cool. You better let that man go so he can find a woman he can make happy, because you ain't that woman.
No, I mean, it's not like I'm like, oh,
you making
well,
excuses.
You know,
yeah.
You're right. I'm done. I'm not going to say anything
exactly.
else about that. Another question.
Exactly.
I had a friend. She was in a relationship with this guy for 6 years, happy. Everything was fine. And they decided to get a house together. They got the house together. And then he just said, I don't love you anymore. You have a week to leave.
Wow.
Like, why do men, why do people, men or women, why when they get in a serious situation, you spend all these years loving this person, caring about this person, and all of a sudden it's just gone?
Because the reality is they were never in love to begin with. I mean, sometimes the reality is people are getting together for the wrong reasons. And people are claiming love and using love to validate why they're with someone. In reality, they're not in love with that person. They might be infatuated. They might be attached to that person. There can be all kinds of reasons, but they're not truly in love. And what happens is he didn't wake up and fall out of love. He woke up and realized he never was, and he had to finally accept it. He probably was battling it for a long time. Trust me, it's very rare that someone just wakes up one day and says, oh, my gosh, I'm not in love with this person anymore. And what I mean by that is they might wake up one day and finally accept it, but trust, there was days, weeks, months before then that something wasn't sitting right with them. Something was telling them, man, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can do this, but they kept convincing themselves otherwise. And then that day comes where they wake up and say, I can't do this no more. I'm not in love with this person. But, again, you never were. Because to leave like that, I mean – chance, and I'm just to be fair, I'm going to say chances are they never were. You know what I'm saying? Just to be fair, that maybe there's situations that I'm not aware of that it does happen like that. But to me, very rare. Again, people, I'll give you a perfect quick example. I know of a situation where someone was married for 15 years, comes out that the woman is pregnant by another man, then sleeping with some other dude. The dude she's sleeping with is also married. Now, everyone's saying, oh, how could this happen? They were so happy. Everything was so good. But what people don't know is the couple and the original couple, they hadn't been having sex for a year. What they don't know is that woman, before she even got married, the days leading up to the wedding, she did not want to get married anymore. And people convinced her that you're just having cold feet rather than actually talk to her and find out what's going on. So the reality is that it was always there brewing. It wasn't something brand new. It just finally took 15 years before it hit the fan. You know, so again, if we learn, we have to be more honest with ourselves and accept what it is. We're just not going to work with everybody. We're just not meant to be with everybody who we get along with. And when you realize it, and what happens is some people realize it, but they're afraid to walk away. So they keep it going. They keep dragging it along. And, again, it's inevitable. It's going to blow up in their face. Some people make it last till they die. But trust me, that's not a happy, fruitful relationship.
Well, I have a caller who wants to ask you a question, so I'm going to bring them in, see what they want to say. So, radio, who's this? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you? I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
Would you like to ask him a question?
Yes. He was talking about women have to go through so many men to find the one that they is comfortable with. I don't think so. I don't think you have to do that. If you believe in yourself and trust yourself and just wait, you know, I'm old-fashioned, so just wait on God, you know. Seek God's face first before you jump into a relationship because, you know, he put this man, he put women and men on the earth to multiply. So, you know, when you find a woman or you find a man and a man find a wife, he finds a good thing, the right woman. So why you going to spread yourself out to this person, that person? You just wait, speak God's face. If you don't know God, you should get to know him. So he can send you somebody that would be palatable to you, you know. Not just going out here, you know, I talk to young ladies all the time, just giving yourself to any and everybody. That's not a good thing. Not these days and time. So I feel that, you know, you should rephrase that, you know. And
well,
a lot of
this.
People.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, I agree with you 100%. When I said they have to go through more men, I didn't mean as far as sexually or relationships. I meant in the sense that a woman could have hundreds of men approach her, trying to get with her, trying to get her number. So what I'm saying is she has to navigate through way more men, whereas because men are pursuing and we narrow down our choices based on what we want, we don't have to go through that process with as many women. That's what I meant. I didn't mean as far as relationships and sex. So, yeah, I agree 100% that a woman, and I am a man of God, so I do believe that if people got more in tune with God and allowed him to guide them in deciding who they should deal with, it would eliminate a lot of the nonsense and eliminate a lot of the wasted time and wasted energy on relationships that weren't meant to be or should not have happened in the first place. So I completely agree with you. I just said it in a way that I guess it came off a little wrong.
Yeah. I believe, you know, men should step back and let God guide them too, because, you know, when a man see a woman, the Holy Spirit, if he got the Holy Spirit going to let him know whether that's the right woman or let her know whether that's the right man. You know, the Holy Spirit ain't going to lead you wrong. If you're seeking God, facing and saying, hey, I'm going to wait on you, God, no matter how long it takes, I'm going to wait on this special man that you're going to give me. And then you got to tell God what you want. Don't just say, God, send me a man, because he can send you anything, you know. You write down what you want. And in fact,
well,
hey, God, I want a man that loves you, you know, with all his heart, soul, and mind, to love me. And then you got to love yourself before you be able to love anybody. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and if you don't love God, you can't love nobody, you know, because you don't even know what love is.
Again, so I agree with most of what you just said. The one thing I would somewhat disagree with, in my opinion, is telling God what you want. Only because I feel like rather than telling God what we want, we should just be asking God to prepare us for what's best, because he already knows what we need. What we think we want is not always what's best for us. So we can come up with a list, and that's great, and God will give it to you, but that doesn't mean it's going to work out, because you're going off of your own personal perception of things, and the reality is God's perception is way greater than that. But also, you know, as much as I want people to take that route, the reality is not everyone is a believer. Not everyone subscribes to that spiritual level of spirituality or even has a connection with God. So even for those people, I want them to be aware that they just have to be more mindful of who they're dealing with and be honest with themselves, because even those who do not have a relationship with God could still make better decisions on who they're allowing themselves to deal with. Again, we all see warning signs. We all get that feeling in our gut like, man, I don't think this person's really right, but we find reasons to push forward. And sometimes it's because of good sex, or sometimes it's because of money, or whatever the case may be, or just we're just lonely and want somebody. So everybody could do better with their decisions on who they're dealing with and who they entertain in life with relationships.
Okay. All right. That's good. And thank you for talking.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you. I also want to ask you a question about when you're dealing with a relationship, a first, you know, your first meeting someone or whatever. If you have children, I have this thing where, for me, if I'm talking to a guy and he doesn't necessarily talk about kids, or because I have a son,
So I will talk about my son pretty much 90% of the conversation. So if he doesn't, like, you know, say, oh, well, he doesn't mention him, you know, just by himself. Like, one day we're talking and he says, oh, well, where's Jaden? I don't hear him today. Or what's up? Or, you know, how's Jaden doing? I just kind of get this feeling like, something ain't right. Right. Is that a bad
perception? I understand where you're coming from with that. But I feel like he doesn't even know if he completely wants you yet. How can he be embracing your kid? You know,
no,
it's like,
I'm not saying embrace him, but I'm saying just kind of like, you know,
again,
hang around in or something.
He still doesn't know if his interest is fully in you. There's some dudes who will do that, but they're doing that because they figure that's what I'm supposed to do. They don't really have an interest in your child. They just figure, let me mention it because she probably wants to hear that. It's going to look good in her eyes. The reality is, again, I'm a person who believes the person you're dating shouldn't even meet your child. You know, that no meeting should take place until you two are official. And even some people will say wait longer than that, and I don't have any problem with waiting even longer than that. But I think definitely not until there's a true commitment in place. Now, if after that time he's not embracing the child, then I can see what is the issue. But, again, I generally believe that when a man is truly into a woman and is truly connecting with a woman, he's going to embrace the child and he's going to show more interest in the child naturally. So if he doesn't do it off rip, I can understand your position on it, but I personally wouldn't count it too much against him because, again, nothing's been established with you two yet. You guys are still talking. He's still trying to get to know you. Let him get to know you first. You know, he's trying to date you, not your child. Now, once you guys feel like, okay, we're going to be serious about this, okay, now, let's see how he is. Let's see if he's going to embrace the child as well. And if he doesn't, then we can say there's a problem.
Do you think, like, it would be, like, a waste of time to, like, date somebody for 6 months or whatever, however long you date them, and then they meet your child and there's no connection whatsoever between them? Then it's kind of like, damn, like, I really liked you, but there's no connection with you and my son. So
again,
it's kind of like, okay, you know, I got to
let you go. There are kids. There are people with kids who don't connect with their real children, all right? So my thing is, in a situation like that, I'm not sure it's completely about connecting. I think there needs to be an agreed approach to how the kid, you know, how they'll interact. He has to embrace the child, be there for the child, show love to the child. That doesn't mean they're going to completely be the best of friends. Again, there's a lot of people with their own kids who don't have that kind of relationship. So to expect some newcomer who's not the biological father or mother of the child to just, it just doesn't always happen like that. I think it's more of, can he be respectful to your child? Can he embrace your child? Can he be there for your child? Can he provide for you and the family together? That's what's more important. And will he make an effort to speak to the child and be open with the child? Things of that nature. But, again, if they don't just completely, and sometimes also realize that a lot of that is dictated off of you and him. If you two don't have a connection, don't expect a connection with him and the child. And if you two don't have a connection and he does connect the child, it doesn't matter because you two don't have a connection. See, that's where it begins. That needs to be your main concern. Because I tell you this, if there is a genuine connection between you and that man, he will find a way to work with your child. And if your child is not embracing him, then typically it's because the child may not be over the fact that that's not their real father. And that's a whole deeper issue. And there's nothing that man can do about that. You know, some people allow their kids to determine who they're going to be with. And to me, in my opinion, that is a bad approach.
Okay. I have another question. So, for me, I date a little, I hate to put this out there, but, you know, I go on dates with different people all the time, and I wanted to know if dating or talking or getting to know more than one person at a time, is that a bad thing? Like, how can you get to know, like,
more than one person at a time?
Personally, I think it's possible. I don't think anyone has to be restricted to that one person while dating, while talking. You know, again, if you guys make it official, then of course you shouldn't be with multiple people. But if you're just talking, then it's not that bad. But I do think people have to be careful because, yeah, it can become a big distraction trying to deal with multiple people. And the reality is we don't have to be dating people for so long. Again, most of the times we know this person ain't for us very fast. So if we just were real with ourselves and trusted our instinct, we can cut it off real quick and then just move on to the next. And we wouldn't need to date multiple people. We're dating multiple people because we don't like to let go. We want to keep, oh, let's just see where this goes. Oh, maybe it'll turn better. What? You know what I'm saying? You're not feeling this. You're not feeling it. I had a woman today come in here for coaching, and she's trying to, you know, it was obvious she's not connecting with the guy she's with. It's obvious she's not intent. It's obvious she had more feelings for a previous guy, yet she's trying to convince me why she should continue. And then at the end of the conversation, by the time we were done by the session, she admitted, you know what, yeah, this isn't going to work. I gotta move on. Because she knows she's not really feeling him. But again, we want to convince ourselves why we should hold on to it. Because we're hoping so bad that this will work out. The more you hold on to something that you don't need to be holding on to, the more you guarantee you won't get what's best for you.
That's true. That is true. So I want to talk about your book that you have out.
Mm-hmm.
The title, when I read the title, it was very funny, made me laugh. And it's How to Get a Woman to have sex with you? Is that what it's called?
Yes,
how to get a woman to have sex with you if you're her husband.
Correct.
That's what it is. So what made you come up with that for a book?
Well, you know, the reality is that in my line of work, I come across a lot of married couples, of course, and a lot of men who complain they're not getting any sex. And they're missing the fact that sex for a woman is more than just a physical thing. And, you know, they're having all these issues and they have no idea how to go against it or how to fix it. And unfortunately, women don't want to have to tell that man what he needs to do. She feels like he should already know. Why hasn't he figured it out? Why do I have to tell him? You know, so on and so forth. So they end up just having an ongoing cycle of an unhealthy sexual relationship, which pours over into the relationship and makes it even worse. But the reality is, because the relationship isn't what it needs to be, that's why the sexual relationship is bad. But the man doesn't see that. He doesn't get that because we're physical. You know, we can just have sex. We don't need to be in the right mental state, most of us at least, or most of the time. We can go at it at a drop of a dime. If a woman's not there mentally, it's not going to work. Plain and simple. She could lay there. She could take it. It's not going to work. So
that's true.
I felt like, you know what, somebody needs to step in and help these men understand. And originally, I'm not going to lie to you, it was just going to be a book about how to get a woman to have sex with you, period. But I didn't want to really promote like that. And I wanted to keep it within the confines of marriage, you know, and promote more marital sex rather than just everybody getting loose.
Okay. So what are some of the things that you talk about in your book? I haven't had a chance to read it yet. So hopefully be able to do that sometime soon, because I'm trying to see, you know, what you're talking about. But like, what are some things that you're talking about in your book?
I'm just getting men to understand things like, if you have a wife and she has to work, take care of the kids, clean the house, have all these burdens on her, she's not going to have time for sex. The last thing she's worried about is having sex with you. And she's too stressed and too tired. So if you want more sex with her, you have to lessen some of her burdens. You have to be mindful of all the things that she has to deal with in a day. You have to tap into the needs of that woman and understand what she's looking for emotionally. Because, again, if you don't have a connection with her outside the bedroom, the connection inside of it will disappear. There's a lot of dudes who their approach is, let me just marry a freak and I'm good to go. Yeah, you might marry a freak, and then because you're not doing what you're supposed to do, that freak disappears. And now you're wondering what happened. When we were dating, she gave me all the ass I wanted anytime I wanted it, and now I got to scream and kick just to get a taste. You know what I'm saying? So the reality is we as men have to realize there's so much more that goes into it. Not to mention, like I heard you guys speak earlier and say a man knows when he's good or he's not good. Let me explain something to you. There's so many women gassing men's head up, having fake orgasms, that man is a complete delusion of how good or how bad he is. I rarely ever hear a man, if ever, come to me and say, yeah, I'm not laying it down right, or yeah, I need help with it. That doesn't usually happen. Now, the ones who have size issues recognize very quickly, because there's no denying that. They know they have an issue there. They know they got to find a way around their deficiency. But other dudes, they want to convince themselves they're the man dingo warrior in the bedroom, and that woman's not telling them anything different. You know, all he's telling him is, I'm tired, I'm too busy, I don't feel like doing it tonight. He doesn't know you're just whack, that you just can't satisfy her. You know, so men don't know. Men do not know. And why would he want to even believe he's that bad? And that's the thing, because she doesn't want to hurt his ego. She doesn't give him any indication how bad he might really be. And also, he has to also realize that he may have been good at one time, but the same stroke don't work forever. The same spot doesn't turn her on forever. You know, you have to continuously explore your woman's body. You have to continuously reintroduce yourself to her sexually, because things will change. And also, what she was cool with in the beginning, she might want more now. She might want something different now. And if you're not tapping into that, then yeah, you're going to find a woman who's just not satisfied. And again, rather than her just saying, baby, I need this, this, and that, but you're not doing this and that, she just comes up with every, I got a headache. headache to him don't mean I'm bad. It means she got a headache. Or she making an excuse, but I don't know that I'm bad. You know? And then if he goes, to take it even deeper, if he goes and gets a side chick who's just happy to have a man, she's gassing his head up to believe that he's all that. Because she just wants a man. So, again, he's just walking around in complete delusion thinking that he is awesome. And in reality, he may not even be half as good.
Because I done had some. Lord. But you know what? With me, I'm like, you know, I'll tell you. I'm just like, yo, I don't know what you got going on down there. I'm going to need you to do better. Like, I don't know what it is. I'm going to need you to fix it. But I also have another question. And, you know, I'm asking a lot of questions.
Whatever you like.
But I just, you know, I'm trying to see, you know, I'm trying to fix myself. I'm trying to learn, you know what I mean? Learn so I can become better, so I can, you know, maybe find a better man or whatever. But, I have this issue right now with my ex. Now, my ex, he done cheated on me, got chicks pregnant. He done got married to somebody else on me. And now he's so in love and he want me back. Why do guys do that?
Why are you even worried about why a man does that? Is he for you?
I'm just like, no, I don't want
him. Is he, okay, are you in love with him?
No.
Okay, so let me say this. What I want you to understand is, and this is what women do a lot, they spend so much time trying to analyze the actions of people who probably are confused themselves. And all that does is confuse you. And it wastes energy on something that you can't do anything about. Who knows what his motives are? Who knows why all of a sudden now he wants to try to come correct? And when I say come correct, as in just trying to be with you, because it doesn't mean he's going to act right if he actually got you. You know, but you trying to figure out why he does that, I could give you several different reasons why he may be doing that. Is it really going to change anything? Is it really going to help you? No. So don't analyze it. Don't puzzle it. Let it go, because what you know for sure is that he's not for you. Now, if you're lacking closure from the situation, then okay, we can address that.
Oh no! Oh no! 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 No!
Oh, okay. Well then, again,
Let's talk as if somebody is lacking closure from that relationship. What would you say to them?
From what I've seen, a lot of times people simply never talked about it. They never attempted to try to understand or ask questions. Again, for some reason, we'd rather sit back and analyze and drive ourselves crazy trying to figure out why instead of simply going to that person and saying, let's talk about this. It doesn't mean you want them to be back with them. It doesn't mean you're trying to make something happen, but you let them know, hey, I just want to understand. Now, sometimes you'll get the answer. It may not be the answer you like, but you'll get the answer. Sometimes they don't want to even have that discussion. If you attempt to reach out to them and they don't want to have the discussion, then you just have to come to be at peace with yourself and just say, you know what, forgive them. Forgive them for how they hurt you. Accept that they weren't for you, and we got to move forward. Because the longer we worry about this, the longer we're not getting what we're supposed to get. And if they do give you the answer you need, then great. Again, whatever it is, you still have to forgive them. Plain and simple. Because when you don't forgive, you hold on to all those negative feelings, all those negative emotions from that situation, and it hinders you in your life and in your future relationships. So regardless of whether you get the answer or not, forgiveness is going to be key in order for you to properly move on into a healthy relationship.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
My question is, if they got together and it was based on a lie, do you feel that it will ever work?
I mean, I think it depends on what that lie is. You know, if somebody lied about what their job is, I think that can be overcome. If somebody lied about the fact that they're married, that's a whole different issue. I mean, so I really think, don't get me wrong, we should not be starting a relationship on lies. It's unfortunate. That's not the way it needs to be done. But I think we can't treat every situation the same. It's like I hear all the time people say, even with cheating, oh, once that person cheats, that's it, it's over, there's nothing to talk about, let it go. That's not always true. Every situation is different, and we have to evaluate it correctly. So when it comes to starting on a lie, again, I think it really depends on what the lie is. I think it depends on, is this person prepared to be completely honest and come clean now about everything? Can you guys work towards having open and honest communication from here on so that there is no concern about more lies coming up? How are you going to address the situation? Find out why the lie was even told in the first place. You know, has that person moved past those motives for wanting to lie? And then how we're going to move forward from that. Those things are all key in figuring out if this relationship can continue or not.
So
you know,
if it was marriage, do you feel like in a marriage would always seem like it would be a trust issue?
I mean, I think that it'll be a trust issue when people are acting in an untrustful manner, like they're not being trustworthy. I mean, the reality is a lot of our insecurities in relationships and marriages are, again, some of them are within ourselves, and it's just issues that we have, and we haven't moved past us being hurt, and we haven't forgiven. Again, you're going to have a very hard time ever trusting somebody when you've never forgiven them because you're just holding on to what they did to you, and you're just waiting for them to do something again. So that's not going to work. But if you've actually forgiven them, you've actually properly addressed the issue, I think at that point it really depends on how you guys are handling the relationship. So, for example, if a man, if you find out a man had in his phone naked pictures of some other woman and been texting nasty texts, okay, and now you blow up and you talk about it, and he says, I won't do it again. If moving forward he's still hiding his phone, you're not going to trust him. If moving forward he's walking out the room when somebody calls him, you're not going to trust him. But if he's leaving his phone for you to look through anytime you want, if he's being open and honest about everything, it's going to be 20 times easier to trust him and keep moving forward.
Yeah.
So how things are being approached will have a lot to do with can people trust each other from that point moving forward.
Yeah, like monitoring you while you on their phone or looking over. I mean,
but don't you think that's like privacy, like some things should just be private. Some things should just, you know, you should just be like, all right, that's fine. I trust him. Even if he, like for me, even if I'm with somebody and they lie, I still try to trust them. I still try not to, you know what I mean? Try not to be like, oh, well, you hiding your phone. What you doing? You know what I mean? I try not to do that.
because you never know what they're doing or what's going on or whatever.
But when you marry,
so,
that's kind of different. You know,
even when you're married, I just feel like there's some times where you just need to be, it just needs to be private. You know what I mean?
What would be being private?
I mean, anything. I just feel like some things just need to be private. Like my phone, if I'm with you, like, and if I say, oh, babe, I'm gonna take this call outside, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm talking to some dude. I could just want to have a conversation with whoever I'm on the phone with without you hearing me. That doesn't mean it's about you. That doesn't mean I'm messing around on you. That just means it's none of your business. I need to take it outside.
But that's what I was saying was, let's say I'm using your phone, Jasmine. You know I know how to use a phone, right? So you're not going to monitor me while I'm using your phone. Because you know I'm a grown person. I know how to use a phone. That's what I'm saying. Like if I pick your phone up and you're looking over, like I don't know how to dial a number. I don't know. That's what I mean by monitoring. Yeah. Like, are you going to miss
anything? Here's my position on that whole thing, and I'm just going to be completely honest with you. I personally believe that if I'm in a relationship, especially if I'm in a marriage, then there's no reason why I need to be hiding my phone or walking out of the room or doing all this privacy stuff. Privacy for what? We're supposed to share everything together. If that's what, if we're really with each other, if we're really connected, if we're really loving each other, what is there to concern myself with what you hearing? Unless I'm planning a surprise party or trying to get you something for, you know, for a specific occasion, for what? Why would I need to be worried about you hearing unless you're making noise in the background? Why should I be worried about you going through my phone if I have nothing to hide? You know, again, okay. I feel like we're quick to attack the person who gets nervous when people do that and say they're insecure. But, no, you're acting funny. Why are you acting like that?
Yes.
You know, it doesn't make any sense. And now I know that you're defending it, Jasmine. You're saying it's privacy. Well, remember, and I'm not saying this to be funny. I'm just being honest with you. Remember, you're the same woman that can't be in a relationship unless it's long distance. You're the same woman that man gets
you
too close. You're like, hold up. Yeah, you back up, brother. I am having that. So it makes perfect sense that you would take issue with this phone thing, okay? But the reality is that if you are truly with someone that you are comfortable with and you connect with, it really isn't a big deal anymore. And the reality is that most of the time, I'm not saying all the time, and I'm not going to, you know, label everybody who does it as cheating or doing something wrong, but most of the time, yeah, that person has something to hide. That's all it is. Like, I find it funny when people say, don't go looking for something because you're going to find what you don't want to see. Well, guess what? If there's something for me to find, I want to know so we can handle this, because what you hiding then? Like, people aren't even saying, don't go looking for something because then you're not going to find it. No, they know you're going to find something because they're usually hiding something. you have to deal with it. Let's be honest about this here.
That's,
you know,
true.
Dudes got pictures of other women. Women texting guys they shouldn't be texting, all kinds of messages. That's just the reality of it. And if you're behaving like that in a relationship, then either you should not be in that relationship or you need to fix what's going on in that relationship. Again, that's just my opinion.
But clearly, I haven't found the right man for me because I'm still hiding. I'm not hiding my phone, but I don't want you touching it. So,
well, can't have you taking it too.
That's right.
Say, well, we have a caller who wants to ask you a question, so I'm gonna bring them in. Tell All Radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, I understand the whole hiding your phone thing. It's not necessarily hiding your phone. It's just what makes that other person say, oh, this is sneaky? Like, where do those thoughts come from? You know what I'm saying? Isn't that kind of, like, what are you doing that I'm giving off something that seems, that it's kind of a misconception? Because I'm not necessarily trying to hide my phone. I'm just trying to dial. I'm trying to breathe a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
I don't feel like it's not that I'm always doing something, but what brings that defense mechanism up? Is it something that you've been through that you're doing that they're coming at me all of a sudden? Because I agree, if we're in a relationship, it's definitely 50-50, you know what I'm saying? If your partner or whoever you're with gives you any any hints or any if you feel uncomfortable, then something's wrong. I mean, it should be a partnership. You shouldn't be worried about what the next man is doing. Just chill, you know. I'm just on my phone chilling.
I think you took what I was saying, like, wrong. What I was saying was, like, let's say I asked you for your phone. I say, can I use your phone? And you're like, yeah, go ahead. But when I'm dialing it, you monitor me dialing the phone like I'm going to mask something or go to something else. That's what I was saying. Like that.
Agree. Let me say this real quick, because you made a real good point. You said, is it coming from something that's happened in the past? And a lot of times, yeah. We got to realize that women and men, they've been hurt. They've had people do them wrong. And if they haven't been hurt personally, they've seen others get hurt. And a lot of times it started with that man hiding his phone or walking out the room. They've seen this before, and they know how it ends, and it makes them nervous. You see? So the reality is, understand that, yeah, you may not be doing nothing wrong, but if you love that person and you want them to be comfortable, is it really that hard to adjust your behavior and make them feel more comfortable? And I'll tell you this, I personally believe that if, for example, I'll let my woman, if I had a woman, I'll let her go through my phone, see whatever she wants to see. And just the fact that she has that access, she probably won't go through it often. Just because she has it. But when you restrict that person, it makes them more nervous. It makes them question, what's going on here? Why is he acting like that? So even if they didn't think they had something to worry about, now they're worried something is going on.
So, I agree.
Again,
I mean, what you're saying.
Go ahead.
And I think that it's all about where the relationship built on. I'm a true believer that love is giving somebody the power to destroy you, only trusting that they won't. You know what I'm saying? You're giving him or her that right to destroy you, but you're just trusting that they won't do it. That's what true love is. You can't start a relationship saying, oh, well, I've been hurt in my past. You can't make me pay for what the next man does. Because the next man isn't built like I am. They aren't on the same principles that I'm built on. I'm the nice guy that finishes last. But why am I finishing last? Is it because the guy that you think that you want, that's the eye candy and all that stuff, that's who you're putting your trust in, and then they do you dirty, and now I got to reap the benefits of trying to make that work. I think that's where the issue comes in, and that's where I guess the jealousy and all that comes in.
Definitely. The bottom line is people aren't healed. We got a lot of hurt, damaged people walking around trying to be in the next relationship when they never healed. And, again, they never forgave that person who did them wrong. And when you don't forgive that person, you take it out on the next person. Hurt people will hurt people. That's how it works.
Right.
It's an endless cycle of negativity because we never healed and forgave the person who did us wrong. And, therefore, we're not able to look at the next person for all the good that they give. And not to mention, you know, when we talk about trusting each other, the reality is, do any of us even trust ourselves 100%? And if not, how do we expect to ever trust anyone else 100%? That's the reality of it. So to me, now, for those who believe in God, that's why I would tell them, your goal is not to trust that person, it's to trust God. And if God guides you to that person, you can say with confidence, that's who he wants you to be with, then that's who you trust. For those who don't subscribe to that, then it's still a matter of understanding that someone can't gain your trust if you're not given the opportunity to get it. You know, it's like, oh, well, they got to earn the trust. Well, how are they going to earn it when you give them no chance to show you?
That's true.
So, you know, at the end of the day, but it still boils down to we have to heal. You hit it right on the head. You can't be moving into the next relationship when you haven't moved past what happened before, and now you're taking it out on this guy who's doing nothing wrong. And I tell you what, a lot of times when that guy is, for a lot of women and men, when that guy or person is so great and they're so awesome, then the too good to be true syndrome kicks in. And now they're even more nervous. They're like, wait a minute here. I'm expecting for this man to do something stupid, but he just keeps being perfect. Something not right here. He's going to turn around and destroy my life one of these days. Oh, hell no. Let me run away now and save myself the pain. And that man's sitting there like, I'm giving this woman all my love. I'm being all she needs me to be. And why is she running? And it's because she never healed. And she can't even embrace all the good that you are at that time. So let me just add this one thing. So when you have somebody who reacts like that or behaves like that, don't be quick to take offense. Look deeper. Take a moment, step back, Don't respond in a negative manner. Don't fight negativity with more negativity. Embrace and understand why she might be behaving like that. Try to understand it, and then in that way you guys can overcome it. You know, and if she can't overcome it or he can't overcome it, then guess what? It's just not time to be in a relationship right now. They need time to figure themselves out.
I like to say thank y'all, you know what I'm saying? Help me. Yeah, I'm listening. Y'all done big things. So,
thank you definitely for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, Stefan, I could sit here and talk to you all day about my issues.
Yeah, you got questions lined up. You know I got questions.
Exactly. I got them on a piece of paper and everything. Like, I was ready. But I know you have to go. It's late, and I know you probably got things you need to do. I'm not going to keep you any longer.
It's totally up to you how long you want to keep this going, just so you know.
We can keep it going all night. Stop playing.
11 is my cutoff. 11 is my cutoff.
All right, cool.
So do you have, private sessions where people can, pay and they come and get advice or marriage counseling or what do you do?
Yeah, you can go to my blog site. It's StefanSpeaks.com. I'll let people ask me questions and answer them for free. That's not a big deal for me. My goal is to help people. It's not about the money. It's about helping people. Now, people who need full coaching sessions, more one-on-one time or my attention devoted to just them, yeah, they can contact me and we can set up a session. It could be by phone. If they're local, it can be in person, whatever is convenient. You know, again, the main goal is to get the help to people and let them have somebody they can talk to and work through some of these issues with. Because there's a lot of people who they're hurting bad and they feel like they have nobody to run to and nobody to talk to and no one who can understand or give them an unbiased perspective or opinion on the situation.
Yeah. People need that unbiased, no one is attached to it,
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I need some Lord.
Yeah,
Jesus,
yeah.
I don't think
you
want to
say that right now.
I need some culture in my life. I have another question, so. For me personally, when I come into that part of the relationship where we become sexually active with each other, most of the time I feel really restricted or nervous to kind of initiate something new or get into try to do something or whatever, bend me over, spank my butt or something. You know what I mean? and so when I don't, I'm that woman that has not had an orgasm during sex ever in life. So I feel like I don't get the full pleasure, and so I'm leaving unsatisfied, you know what I mean? So what I want to know is, how do you kind of work through that so that, I can have an orgasm? Hell, that's it.
Well, the first step for you is you shouldn't be dealing with some man that you're not comfortable enough to talk to. That's the bottom line. If you're uncomfortable during sex or you're uncomfortable with the communication with the person that you're with, you're not going to be in the right mental state to enjoy it the way you should. Being able to orgasm as a woman has so much to do with where your mind is at. You know, that man can do whatever special stroke he got and all special moves and whatever. And if you mentally are not there or you are uncomfortable or you are even holding back in any kind of way, because a lot of times women hold back sexually because then, again, they're uncomfortable, they're nervous. How is she going to perceive her if I let loose? How is she going to perceive me if I let loose? All these things are going to hinder your ability to have an orgasm, so you have to be able to be with someone that you can be comfortable with, first and foremost. And then you have to learn to focus on the enjoyment of the moment, because the reality is if you're worried about X, Y, Z while you're in the bedroom, you're not going to get the full force of that sexual pleasure. That's just the reality of it. Again, that man can't do anything about that. I mean, he can help get your mind to a better place, But ultimately, as a woman, you have to do your part to allow yourself to be in that place as well. And that will go a long way. Now, that doesn't mean the physical aspect doesn't play a part, but understand that you have to overcome the issue of being uncomfortable before you can even consider getting an orgasm or having an orgasm regularly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And let me also add this, because, I mean, for people who are listening, because I think men need to understand it. It might sound like I'm making a joke, but I'm being serious. The reality is that a lot of women do not get orgasms from just vaginal intercourse. That's just the bottom line to it. So I know a lot of dudes may not like it, even though nowadays I think more guys are doing it. But, yeah, you're going to have to put your mouth down there, basically. I mean, that's just what it boils down to. I mean, and you need to learn how to do it. Like, it's one thing to put your mouth on. There's nothing to know what you're doing. So that's a part of it. I mean, a lot of women need clitoral stimulation in order to reach orgasm. So even if, for those who are so against doing that, which I think you got to be more open-minded than that, but everyone has their limitations, and it's not up to me to say what lines you need to cross or should cross. I can only suggest things. But you can still stimulate her clitorally with your hands if you're into toys. There's other ways, but I think that is a important aspect in helping her reach orgasm. Mm.
Okay. I definitely need to get me some toys or something.
you need to start messing with a man that you are comfortable with. I mean, and that's the reason why, in reality, that's why sex within marriage is such a good thing, and that's why. You know, let me say this. I know a lot of us are engaging in sex or will engage in sex before marriage, but when you can wait, it's awesome, because when you're in a lot of women are not comfortable because they're not in a secure relationship. The reality is he might be their man, he might be there for them, but she's not really completely feeling secure. And marriage, or let me not even say marriage. I mean, I would like to promote marriage, and I do think waiting till marriage is best, but the reality is it boils down to she needs to feel comfortable and secure in the situation majority of the time. There are going to be some women out there who can just know how to tap into their sexuality, however, and enjoy it. But that's not the majority of women. That's just the reality of it, you know. And she needs to feel comfortable and feel like she's not going to be judged. If a woman feels like she might judge her for what she does, it's going to be 10 times harder for her to feel comfortable in that situation.
Mm. That's me. That is me. Because I'm a freak. I ain't going to lie. I just feel like I just can't, like, tap into that. Because, you know, people might look at you and be like, what the hell?
Well, then you with the wrong man.
Tapping into your inner freak, huh?
Exactly. If I'm really comfortable, you will see it.
Oh, that's usually the key. Women, you know, it's just about making a woman feel comfortable. That goes a long way in making a lot of things happen.
But it's weird because I get comfortable. Go ahead.
You know what? I ain't trying to be funny or anything or put it out there that every woman don't know how to do it. But, you know what I'm saying? In the sense of everything, what if a female, she talk good, you know, the relationship doing good, but then it's time to have that sexual intercourse with that female. And, like, you put your hand down there, you know what I'm saying, and you get blown back with a stench, you know what I'm saying? How do you tell that person that? How do you deal with that, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
you know what?
All right, hold on. Say that again.
Tell her to wash her ass. That's how you deal with that. Tell her to wash her ass.
But you know what? You don't want to hurt her feelings, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to hurt her feelings. You don't want to tell her, hey, yo, you know
she
what?
Smell that.
You know what I'm saying?
She smell that.
Hey, go ahead, get clean for me. Go ahead.
Exactly.
I completely understand. Nobody likes to be the one to tell somebody anything stinks. We don't like to tell people their breath stinks. So to tell them their stuff stinks is even worse. But it'd be good if you can just muster up the strength to be like, hey, you know. I mean, again, that's tough. I'm not going to lie. It's tough. And I understand why a lot of people would just walk away from the situation rather than ever say anything. But if you're in a relationship with that person, you just got to say it. You know, you just got to say it. Especially if it's a consistent
exactly.
issue. You just got to say it. But if it's just someone you're messing with, I still think it's best to tell them because, I mean, dang, you're just going to subject the next man to the same stench because you didn't want to say nothing. you promoting the spell from continuing and stuff because you didn't want to say nothing. I mean, help the woman out and help whoever else deal with her out by just be like, hey, you know, maybe you could use a little freshening up down there. I don't know. I don't really know how to say it. But, you know.
You know, cause I mean, me personally, I don't want to, you know, come out wrong and just say that, you know what I'm saying? And she'd be like, well, you know what? What do you know? You know what I'm saying? And then she actually
I'm not
wrong,
trying to hear that.
I'm really
not trying to hear what you're talking about right now because I don't care who you are, woman or man. If your ass stank, I'm going to tell you. I'm sorry. Go wash your ass. That's it.
No, but there's a way. Listen. The man is right. You got there's a way to say things. You know what I'm saying? It's not what you say, it's how you say it. So just like you said to me, you can start off the conversation with her and say, listen, I'm not trying to be mean. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to come off wrong, but I want to be honest with you. And the other night, while I was down there, it smelled kind of funny. And I think me. Why don't you? I got a suggestion. You could take her to Walmart and go down the vaginal aisle and be like, hey, this is a nice little product. Why don't you?
Wow, really? What's she going to say? What you trying to say?
I'll be playing, but.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
I tell you one thing. You do that, man. I ain't about to do that, you know what I'm saying? Because
you just gonna smell herself. That's the only thing that be making me mad. You smell yourself. So why not take a shower? Why not spray something down there? You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it.
Personally, when you go to clubs and stuff like that, you don't party all night. You don't party all
God.
Night and go to bed, wake up, and you go right back outside and you go to work. You don't even wash. You be like, okay, well, I'm straight. You know,
you know what?
Then when it's time to go, have sex with that person.
Who does that?
You know?
It's so nasty.
I mean, because, you know, I ain't even trying to call nobody out, but you know what I'm saying? Some people do that.
Out.
You know what I'm saying? Even some, I ain't trying to disrupt any people that, you know what I'm saying, don't got no homes, don't got no jobs, don't got no, you know, water to wash with or anything. But you know what I'm saying? Just find some place to clean yourself.
No, you could go to the club and shake your ass, you can go to the Family Dollar or Dollar General and buy you a bar. So I don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go to a gas station. They have showers. I mean, it's your water.
Wow. Because, I mean, some people, they got all these tongue rings and they lit rings, and they got rings down there, and they forget about it. You know what I'm saying? That gets dirty. You know what I'm saying? They get dirty. You know what I'm saying?
This is stuff that you personally seen, or are you just giving examples?
You know, I'm just giving an example. I ain't seen no person like that. I walk the other side.
Now, girl, you be dancing all night. You say that need to be washed.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I have a question. That's fine. I have a question. Whatever. I'm the type of person, I feel like, if something is not right, like in my gut, if I'm not feeling it, you know, I'm like, I don't know about you. I will cut it off right then. I'll be like, whatever, bye. You know what I mean? And sometimes I overreact. I'm not going to lie. I do. But I just want to know, when you're ending a relationship or you're ending a situation, what are some things that you should think about before you do it?
I think you should think about, have you properly tried to address it? You know, I have people who come to me for advice, and they say they broke up and they haven't gotten past their feelings, and I'll be like, well, why did you guys break up? And they'll say, they'll give me the reasons, and I say, well, did you ever talk to them about it? No, we never talked about it. Well, then why would you break up before talking about it? You know, that is something that we should always do. We have to communicate. You know, people can't read your mind. That person may have no clue what your issue is with them, and it may be something very fixable. Sometimes it's deeper, and it's just time to move on. But a lot of times it is fixable if you just properly express yourself. You know, like, for example, I had a married woman who came to me, and she said her husband won't listen to her. You know, she comes home, she tries to talk to him, he'll cut her off, he never listens, so on and so forth. And she was fed up, and she was like, I can't deal with this anymore. And I said, listen, go to him. But I said, have you ever talked to him about it? No. I said, okay, go to him. Talk to him in a loving, positive manner. Because that's another thing. We attack people with our concerns. How can you expect someone to be receptive to what you're saying if you're attacking them, if you're coming off negative? That approach is not going to work.
Well, what if you say it nicely? What if you say it nicely and still doesn't work? What if they be like for instance, I told my husband, I said, baby, I like compliments. Just like I'm speaking to you all, I said, I like compliments, and I feel that you need to start stepping up and doing that because it's important to you. And he was like, so? And it's like, I don't do that. That's not me. Do you get past that? How do you get past that?
Listen, it's not easy when somebody is dismissive like that. And they're ignoring what you're saying, or they're not taking it serious. But again, especially if you're married, your goal is to try to make this better. So in that sense, you still have. If they say so, don't be so. I mean, again, it's gonna be hard not to fire back or catch an attitude. But the best thing for you to do is take a deep breath and explain why this matters to you and why you need it from them. And also, we have to be mindful of the fact that. He might be saying so because in his mind he's thinking, well, you don't do X, Y, Z that I want. But again, he's not being open about it. So a great approach to take is when you're going to express what you need, take a moment to find out what they need. And that might make them a lot more receptive to what you have to say. Because now you're not coming in with just a me, me, me situation. You're saying us. I want to make us better. So you tell me what you need more from me and what I need more from you, and let's come to an understanding and agreement of how we're going to handle this moving forward. You know,
yeah, what
everyone
if we did
might
that
be concerned with themselves.
Like, what if it's a one-sided situation, like they get what they want, but I never get what I want? How does that work?
Well, and to be honest with you, like, I don't know if you're, there's a great book called The Five Love Languages. And one, if you're trying to work things out with someone and make things better, you should always keep doing what you're supposed to do. Our role in a relationship is to put our best foot forward regardless of that person. And if that person cannot meet us where we're at, cannot step up, then it may come a time we have to realize that maybe it's time to go or maybe this isn't going to work. But you don't become negative. You don't start firing back because now you're just continuing the cycle of bad things to happen in that relationship. You make sure that if you do end up having to walk away, that you're able to say, I did what I was supposed to do to the end. Because a lot of us don't do that. You see what I'm saying? We see something we don't like, and we feed into it with our own negative reaction. And then we wonder why it couldn't get worked out, because you're too busy being negative too. If you want someone to do for you, you have to be prepared to do for them. You want to receive something, you have to be prepared to give it. So if you want more love from your partner, then you tap into what they need. And guess what? If you had the conversation and he says, I need X, Y, Z, and you say, I need this, and after a week you're doing it and he doesn't reciprocate, you don't just stop and say, all right, this ain't going to work, and now you're just going to go back to being negative with each other and having a miserable relationship. No, you have to fight through that. I know that a lot of people don't like hearing that, but the reality is you have to try to fight through that and keep doing what he needs. And one of two things are going to happen. Either it's going to become very clear that it's time to go, and like I said, you keep being the best you can be till it's the end of that situation. Or he may finally wake up and say, dang, you know what, she's serious about this. Because a lot of times we don't think that person is serious about the changes. We're thinking they're just doing this for right now just because we said something or because we complained about it. And because we don't think they're serious, we're still being guarded and we're still holding back.
and again, and that's not a good approach, but that happens a lot of times. So, again, if we focus on not what they do, but what we're supposed to be doing for them, it becomes easier to determine if this situation needs to continue or not. You know what I'm saying? But it's harder to make that, to come to that realization when you fall right back into being negative and feeding into a bad situation.
So I have one more question, because I know Jasmine has, like, a list, but I have one more question.
Whatever. Don't try to play me. Because I'm trying to learn.
So what I want to know is, let's say, like, I'm having a lot of dreams about, I guess, the person that I'm with, like being with someone else and talking with someone else. Is that God trying to tell me what's going on, or is that just my mind, like, taking it there? Like, it's just constantly, like, constantly I'm just having dreams about, like, constantly, like, it's just constantly.
The thing is, it's hard for, I can never truly tell you. I'm just a man. And for me to know for a fact when God is telling you something is wrong on my part. I can tell you that it's possible that it is God, but if you are already a believer of God, then what you should do is now go to God in prayer and ask him if he's trying to tell you something. Ask him if that's his message. You know, if you believe that he can talk to you in your prayer, then he can answer your question. You see, because we can speculate. It might just be your mind. It could be God. It could be a combination of the two. You know, there's no way that I'm going to know for sure as a man unless I feel something in my spirit that draws me to tell you, but I would still encourage you then to pray about it and get verification. But I think even when you look past that, the reality is when you're not dreaming, what do you think? How do you feel about your situation? Are you just having dreams, but otherwise you are happy and everything's great and you trust this man? Or do you feel funny even when you're awake and not having a dream? Because if so, then you still have an issue you need to address, regardless of where the message is coming from at this point.
Okay.
You know, that's what you got to really ask yourself is, what am I feeling regardless? But again, never hesitate. If you're wondering if something's from God, then go to God and ask him. That's what he wants you to do. You know, you don't, again, and I'm not saying this to offend anybody, but people want to run to the pastor or run to this person or run to that person. That's cool. That's great, but they're not God. They can only give you what they think is going on, what they believe is going on. They don't know for sure. And even when you go to God, we all have that question of, am I really hearing this right, or am I just telling myself? At some point, you just have to trust what your spirit is really tugging at you and telling you. But you got to make that connection with God yourself, not through other people, because I don't care how godly they are, you perceive them to be. They might have an ulterior motive when you ask them that question. They may have something they're holding on to in their spirit that makes them give you the wrong answer and lead you down the wrong path. So you don't need to put your trust in their answer. You know, but now if you feel God tells you an answer and then three other spiritual people you know confirm it by saying the same thing, okay, that's cool. They can help confirm maybe, but they can't tell you what it is.
Yeah, because
if I do that, then I'm wrong, and I'm putting myself higher than who I'm supposed to be putting myself over. I am just a man. We are all just people. We only know so much.
Yeah, like one time I went to this church, and it was my first time visiting there and everything like that, and I was like happy at this point, nothing going wrong, and this lady just came up to me out of the blue, and just started hugging me and crying and was telling me that I'm going to be by myself, and I need to trust in God, and, you know, my husband's going to leave me, and all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, where is lady coming from? Like, why is she saying that? She don't even know me.
And that very well may have been God trying to get your attention, but again, the only way to verify is to go ask him. If you think he is great enough to bring you that message to somebody, why isn't he great enough to give it to you directly if you go to him?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Or at least give you more confirmation that this is what it is. A lot of times we go to our own interpretation of things to figure out if it's God. And the reality is it could be a lot of things. Just because something appears as good does not mean it's from God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like if you're praying for a job or you want a certain job and now this great, or let's say you're supposed to be a nurse. I don't know. You're supposed to be a nurse. And then this great job that is not a nursing job, but if something else comes along and you need a job desperately and it pays you more money. Some people might be quick to say, oh, that must be God telling me just to go that way because it's so good. It looks so good. Why would he give me that? You know, why would that come and it's not from God?
Yes.
All you know, that's distraction. That's just to get you off the path you're supposed to be on, which is a nurse. You know you're supposed
that's
to be
right.
a nurse. Why are you entertaining that other stuff for? But you want to accept it as God because it looks good, because it shines and glitters. That's not how it works. And, again, all you need to do is go verify with God. If you think he's that good to communicate with you in these different ways, why can't you just go to him? And you know what you got to look at it as? It's like if God is our father, all right, if you had a child, do you want your child going to everyone else to figure out what you're trying to tell them? Or would you just want them to come right to you so I can tell you because I'm your parent? That's it. That's all it really boils down to. But I think we complicate and we make it worse because we want to hear a physical voice tell us what's going on. That makes us feel more comfortable than having to trust our spirit or how what we feel while we're in the midst of praying. You know, so... Again, if someone who's not a believer, then all this stuff is irrelevant. But for those who do believe and going to claim, you know, God and have a connection with God, then I in my opinion, because, again, I'm only man, I don't know all the answers, I think that would be the best approach. That's my opinion. It would be better for you to go to God, and that way you build your connection, and that way you become stronger in being able to know when he is talking to you without even having to ask anybody a question. You'll just know when you get to that point. No one had to tell you nothing.
That is true. That is true. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to go to some music. And when we come back, we're going to get some more questions for you, and maybe you can give us some more answers. And, we're going to, of course, you know I got some questions, but, you know, we're not going to go there. We're just going to go into some music, and when we come back, like I said, we're going to have more with Stefan. So y'all stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
I could love you too.
You guys, we are back. We are back, and we are back with Stefan, and we're asking him more questions. Definitely, if you want to set up an appointment, get a session on, or something, because you know I got mine. I'm ready.
Yeah, we know.
I need one. But definitely, if you guys have any questions you want to ask him, the number is 646-478-3599. Definitely call up, ask him, you know, he'll help you out. He's helped me out so much, and it's only been, what, an hour? So, definitely.
Yeah.
I have another question
coming on.
Okay, yeah, you know I have a question. When I get bored very easily for some reason. So what do you think are some things that I could do to kind of keep the spark going? Because even if I'm really into someone, and it's just kind of like after about a week, I'm just like, God, like, I don't know if I really like them like that. I mean, we could have a great week, and they could be so amazing and wonderful, and I'm just like not into it anymore. What can I do?
It's not about what you can do. The reality is all you need to be doing is being yourself, being honest about who you are and presenting yourself as the genuine person, not some representative you want to show him to make things move forward. The reality is we're not going to click with everybody. That's just the bottom line. And a lot of us, you know, people when they say, you know, I lose interest quickly, it's because, you know, we get a thrill sometimes off of meeting somebody new. So we like them, and that's normal because we're meeting somebody new, everything looks good. All right, but then when you get to the core of who they are, we just don't mesh. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's no reason to be trying to figure out how to overcome that because the reality is when you connect with someone, when you vibe with someone who is a good fit for you, then you won't have to worry about manipulating how to keep the interest. You shouldn't even have to worry about how to keep the interest. It should flow pretty naturally. And if it doesn't, then, hey, you know what? Keep it moving. There's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to stress about. It's just, it's happening like that. There's a lot of people we're going to get along with. There's a lot of people we're going to like. That doesn't mean they are the right fit for us or we're the right fit for them. And therefore, it's going to fizzle out very fast. And that's just life. That's just normal. A lot of people have come across that or have experienced that.
That's true. Well, we have a caller who wants to ask you another question.
Yeah.
Tell all radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hello.
I just want to ask him another question. He was saying how to get women to have sex with a man. How you get a man to have sex with you?
Oh, man.
You know what? We're laughing, but I'm gonna be real with you. I have gotten plenty of women, plenty of married women who have come to me asking me that exact question, having the exact same issue. I think we have to try to understand that it really depends on the situation when it comes to a woman struggling to get her man to have sex with her. Because a lot of times it could be various things. Like I wrote an article about it. And it could simply be some guys, if in the beginning of the marriage or at any point it was a struggle for him to get sex from you, he's just simply, he's tired of it. Like I call it, I'm sick and tired of her ass, ascitis. That's a disease, okay? And he just gets fed up. And he doesn't want to bother anymore. And now your attempts mean nothing to him because you rejected him so much. That could be one thing.
That won't hit. No, we was wide open.
I'm just giving you different possibilities. There's all kinds of things. There could be stuff going on in his life that he's not being completely open and honest about that's really bringing him down, and he's not in the mood. I know we like to believe that all men are always ready to have sex at any moment, but sometimes some men can be emotionally bogged down that they don't feel like engaging in sex anymore or at this moment. And unless they work through that issue, they're going to have a hard time. So in those cases, you could, you know, try to find out if something's going on, if something's bothering him, something's weighing heavy on his heart that he doesn't know how to deal with. Again, if there's other issues in the relationship, and I'm not saying this is what's going on in your situation, I'm just giving different possibilities. If the relationship's been going bad, it could be somebody else. You know, that's the reality of it with a lot of people.
It's no one else.
And again, and I would hope it's not, and I don't want that to be your main thought. I do think it's just a matter of, again, trying to communicate with the person, trying to get them to feel comfortable opening up. A lot of men, we're not raised to be in touch with our emotions. We're not raised to express ourselves properly. So we struggle with that in a relationship. So there might be a lot of things going on with him that he's not letting out. And also, unfortunately, a lot of women don't know how to handle encouraging a man's proper communication. Because the minute he finally opens up, that woman jumps down his throat or responds negatively to what he said, and now he shuts back down. So I think what would help, because we can only speculate what may be the issue in any specific situation. The key is trying to communicate with him, trying to get him to feel comfortable enough to open up and tell you whatever it is, even if it is something that's going to be very negative or detrimental to the relationship. You got to help that man feel more comfortable talking to you, you know, especially if you have not had a history of great communication. Then that's going to always be the first place to start, trying to properly communicate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and another thing, the young lady was talking. I feel that if you haven't dreamed, you should get on your face fast, because sometimes when you go to God, just a prayer, just praying is not enough. You have to fast. Just fast and pray and ask God to show you what that dream was. And he'll give you the answer.
That's a great question. That's a great suggestion. Fasting is I can tell you personally, I have always gotten clarity when I fasted. It's never failed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never failed. So I think that was an excellent suggestion you just gave.
Yeah. All right,
thank you. All right, you guys. Tonight was a great, great, great show. And I'm super excited that you came on, Stefan. Like,
Thank you for having me.
Definitely, absolutely, personally excited because I definitely, like I said, need my little personal sessions where I can try to get myself together and all that. And go ahead and shout out your information for anybody who wants to get in contact with you.
All right, well, you can find me on Twitter, Man Like No Other. That's MANLIKENOOTHA. Definitely you can find me on my blog, www.StephanSpeaks. Stephan is STEPHAN, speaks.com. Also, don't forget my book, How to Get a Married Woman, or How to Get a Woman to Have Sex with You. If you're her husband, you can find it on Amazon, and it's also on my site.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for coming through and kicking it with us, talking with us. Truly appreciate it. Make sure you guys hit him up if you need any more information, you want to talk, you want to get the sessions going, make sure you do it. And like I said, every Wednesday from 9 until 11 p.m., come kick it with us.
Yes, yeah.
So on radio, Six Man Radio. We'll see y'all next week.
Chill out.
Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. Yo. Yo. Princess Jazzy. Princess. Sexy K. Sexy. Mr. Sensation. Mr. Yo. Hey, and Mr. Goodman, and Mr. Goodman, it's on, it's on, yo, yo. Sell out, 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 and it's a lot.